Welcome to episode 13 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hi, Bitte.
Hi, Hanna. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm just fine. Just a little tired after because I have become a yoga freak. I am so into that nowadays.
Good. So I do, that's fantastic.
So I train at least once every day, but most days I even do two.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I really love it.
Oh.
Like I found my salvation. You know the feeling when you found out about low carb, high fat.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yes, it's the same feeling.
It is actually. So, and I'm the last person to actually for yoga.
In the world.
But that's not why we're here today to talk about yoga.
No, we're not talking about your new yoga obsession, no. We wanted to, because it's coming up to summer, actually, well, in the Northern Hemisphere, at least, and it's prime traveling season, we wanted to talk about keto and travel.
Yeah.
And when we were talking a little bit before, we were like, well, it's not that difficult.
But
on the other hand, we have a good amount of experience with keto now. And so I think we can see it from a different perspective than someone who maybe started yesterday or next week.
Yeah.
What are your number one traveling on keto tip?
Don't be afraid to ask.
Nice. Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy because if you don't go to the most lousy restaurants and things like that, a nice restaurant, even if it's not a posh restaurant, they want to have satisfied customers.
Yeah, they do.
So if you ask them to please no fries, add some veggies instead, or if they can't add any veggies, just have your meat.
Exactly.
And ask for some butter maybe, or everything is so easy.
It is
if you
easy.
Come over that threshold. To start, to dare,
exactly.
to ask. Do you have any special tip, advice?
I think mine is just do your best.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us are perfect people, definitely not. Just do the best you can. If, you know, you don't find anything, one meal, you're not going to die.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know, if you have the choice, make the keto choice, of course, anytime, any day, that's fine. But if there's absolutely nothing on the menu, then you know what? Just eat the little bit that you feel like and then, you know, you stop. It's just not harder than that.
It's not the end of the world.
It's really not. You can start in your next meal or even as soon as you've swallowed the last bite of the other one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're back on keto. That's great. Because you're not going to feel great.
No, exactly.
You're going to realize that it wasn't, you know, that maybe the optimal thing to do.
No.
But
And one fine thing, one great thing with being on keto is that if you don't find anything to eat, you won't starve. Because you will always survive a few hours more without eating.
Yeah, you won't be hangry.
And if you're really afraid of not finding anything, if you're going on a day trip or if you're staying at a hotel with like all inclusive, yeah, you can always find something to eat. But if you're like going on a trip or something for a day on a bus trip or so, bring a small bottle of coconut oil.
Oh, smart. Yeah,
because you can always get some tea or coffee or something and just add some oil and you will feel you will get more energy to keep going. But you can have when traveling on airplanes and so and stuff, boiled eggs.
Yeah.
And you can bring small cheeses.
Yep, you can do that. Cheese
anything
sticks. That's solid.
Exactly.
Nuts you can also bring. I mean,
nuts.
Coconut maybe because other nuts people might be allergic to. Or high cocoa chocolate.
Yeah.
Because that's very filling as well, and it's solid, so no one's going to complain about that. I've also brought very strange things, but then again, I have a doctor's note that gets me basically through. But yes, I've also made keto sandwiches sometimes.
Yeah.
I've brought vegetables. Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Like
Egg muffins.
Egg muffins, yes, those are really good.
Those are perfect having, they look like buns and no one will ask, what are you eating? They just think you have some coffee in a bun.
Yeah, exactly. Like normal people.
Yeah.
If it feels right for you and you feel like not being maybe keto on your whole trip, then don't be.
Nah.
It's fine. Like if you feel that it's right for you and you can do it health-wise and all this stuff, you don't have a medical condition that you're treating with the help of keto, then you know what? It might be nice to just have a bit of a break.
Yes.
It's not the end of the world again.
Me and my family, we've been traveling 2 years in a row now to a place in the West Indies.
Yeah.
For Christmas and New Year's Eve, because we really hate winter in Sweden. We wouldn't survive without leaving this awful black hole in the world in that time. And they have like perfect restaurants in this place. And there are like 22 restaurants to choose from. And there are buffets and there are Japanese and Wild West and everything. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, there's no problem at all asking them to adapt the food. And while being here, it's like two weeks out of 52 weeks in a year. Mm. And when I go here, if I see a dessert, they have like small desserts. It's like two bites. And I can take one or two. And if it's like a sponge cake or something, I just scrape off the filling. Because I actually, that's the one thing I avoid. And that's grain and gluten, because I'm so afraid of having that in my precious body, because I don't feel good. But they also have very nice bars by the pools, and everything is so ridiculously sweet because they have like sugar syrup in everything. But they learn, I taught them how to make it without sugar syrup. So you can, and when I got home, I had a couple of kilos overweight, but it's so worth it because I could relax and I'm not sick. I'm not diabetic as you. I can do more stupid things. When being over 50, it's a bit more difficult to get rid of the overweight. but I didn't regret it this time. It was like, it was so wonderful. And I ate. The food I ate was really, really nice.
Yeah.
It's fish and it's veggies, and I didn't have any fries or anything like that, any pasta, any rice or bread. So I could do this.
Yeah. No, it really adds to your life quality, I think.
Yeah.
And but I mean, it's also very individual. Like some people get really triggered doing that, of course.
Yes, and then you should.
Of course, they should stay away.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if you know that you can handle it, then, you know. Yeah. It's not going to
It's a whole matter. Different. No.
You can make it different. What about buffets? Do you think they make it easier to stay keto, or are there too many temptations on a buffet?
I tend to eat a bit more fruit.
Yeah.
Because they have like a lot of good, nice food, fruit in the West Indies.
Of course. Yeah.
But that's the thing. Okay. When I eat it there where it's grown, it's locally grown, it's matured,
sun-ripened.
In the sun, yes, exactly. And I think it's really nice to, it won't hurt me. Maybe not eat the wrong food, but maybe too much.
Yeah.
That's easy because everything looks so delish and it looks so nice and it smells so good.
Yeah. And also when you travel like that, like sometimes you just want to be a little bit more adventurous.
Yeah.
With the food.
And try stuff. You know, last vacation in West Indies, we went to a place by the beach that was called, I think it was Conch. Mm-hmm. And that was really an adventure because I had never eaten that before.
Yeah.
It's seafood and it's not polluted with any grains or anything. But my daughter, she ordered a salad with this conch. Yeah. And it was raw. The conch was raw. When you're traveling, like you maybe normally do, you travel to a country and you stay in a hotel and you go out to restaurants and eat.
Yeah.
You mostly do not stay at places maybe where they are all inclusive.
Not all the time.
No, not all the time, no. And I stay a lot in Spain, in Mallorca.
Yeah.
And, you know, the traditional food in Mallorca, that is so low carb.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. If you skip the palm oil, that's bread with oil and if you go to the in the big tourists places, they have like what you call, they got menus with photos.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very hard to get something out of the ordinary. It's easy to get. It's very hard to find something eatable there, I think, because it's like pizzas and pastas and fries
And everything has fries.
Everything has fries, even in more traditional places, actually.
Because nowadays
that wasn't the case earlier. But no problem. I just say, you know, I don't want to have any fries. Give me a salad or some veggies. And actually, I know one restaurant we went to in Palma a few years ago, and we went there, you and I, last November. And it was a new place. Because the earlier it was a lovely old family restaurant where they had those slow cooked small piglets. What
suckling
you call it?
Suckling
pig. And when you ordered that one, you didn't have to add or take away anything because all the good thing you got was this little suckling pig. Yeah. Nothing else. So that was really hardcore, low carb.
It's also like most restaurants, as you said, are very happy to accommodate for you as a customer, of course, because they want you to come back. They want to have a good reputation. But also, I made it a game for myself to find something at every single restaurant that I go to. Mm. So every single restaurant that I've been to in the past... How long have I been low carb? 7 years? I've always managed to find something. And that goes from, you know, okay, burger places are easy, but, you know, more maybe tricky places for low carbers, like, I don't know, Asian Chinese sort of restaurants, pizza places are actually very easy, and stuff like that. So I think it's also about your mindset.
Yeah.
And
yes.
If you see it as a challenge to go out and eat in a restaurant, then it's going to be a challenge. If you see it as a, what can I do with this? Like, what is my opportunity rather than risk? Then it's actually, you can do a lot. Yeah. Like, low carb, as we've said so many times on the show, it's not difficult. It's really, really easy.
Yeah, it is.
And it is what you make it. So, you know... I think a lot, like when I look around in forums and stuff and, I'm going there and there, what can you eat in that country? And I'm like, well, what do you eat at home?
Yeah.
What would be the difficult thing? Yeah. Like I'm assuming if you are keto, you eat meat, you eat vegetables, you eat a bit of fat of varying sources and maybe some dairy if you can tolerate it.
Yeah.
What would be different in another country?
Yeah. Exactly. And I've been traveling, and you as well. We've been traveling all over.
Yeah.
A lot of different places.
Yes.
And I haven't been low carb every time. Before I went low carb for real, I was eating the glycemic index diet. I was following that one. So it's quite similar, but that you should eat full grains, whole grain bread and stuff like that. So I've been into it many years, and I've been to Asia, and I've been to Middle East and everywhere, and it's no problem.
Yeah. No, I know. I agree.
So, yes, and as you say, veggies. You can always find veggies. Yeah. You can have a salad, and you just say, no bread, no croutons or what it is.
And in worst case, no carnivore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's not actually the worst case at all, but, you know, that's always an option that you have.
Yeah. During all those years I've been doing this now, things are happening in the restaurant world.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my husband and I, we went to a golf club outside Stockholm to have lunch. And when I saw the menu, it said, okay, chicken in creamy sauce with pasta. And I'm, oh, that pasta. Oh. But then it said on the menu, exchange the carbs with veggies. Wow. So they just, they were so prepared. So I said, oh no, I don't want any pasta. So they went behind in the kitchen and came back with roasted broccoli and carrots and things like that. And then I just, high score.
But then again, Sweden is a very progressive country when it comes to low carbs. So that might not be the possibility in every place you go, but definitely it's restaurants are realizing that we want a choice.
Exactly. My first visit to USA was, I was doing a press trip to Illinois and we were staying at the hotel, and in the morning when I woke up and went down to have breakfast, I was like shocked because it was donuts and buns and sweet cereals, and it was like marmalade or jam in small plastic thingies, and everything was packaged like, and I couldn't find almost anything to eat. And there was this team of, I think, a baseball team, like in 10, 11 years old, and they were sitting there with a trainer, and a boy wasn't eating that well, and his trainer said, okay, no, think about the match, you need to have good energy, so go and get a donut no,
please don't.
No,
I know that has actually happened to me in the first time I went to New York.
Yeah,
was like 2009 or something. Seriously, we get down to the breakfast buffet, we're jet lagged out of somewhere else, and there's just nothing to eat.
There's nothing. No.
Everything was prepackaged. Everything was, you know, sugary as hell. And, you know, even then, even if I wasn't low carb, I'm like, I can't eat this.
No.
There's no way.
No.
But yeah, no, it's not a problem specifically of the US.
I don't think so. No.
It is 90% of the world, definitely. Yeah. But it's just that example stands out when I think about bad breakfast experiences. Now, of course, I don't eat that much breakfast, so I can, if I see it's not that great, I can usually, you know, just skip it.
Yeah. Could we maybe summarize in some way? I'm not sure. Don't be nervous. You'll survive. Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask if what's in something, or if you can, and skip. And if you don't dare asking them to skip the fries, okay, let them bring them to you, but don't eat them. That can be tough.
That is the tougher choice,
though. It's very tough. It's very tough. But eat just a few and then throw it away.
Which something. Is also tough.
Yeah. And remember that you can bring, there's a lot of stuff you can bring in your bag, your handbag, when going out for trips. The knowledge about low carb is spreading.
Yeah.
And more people, even if they're not 100% low carb, people are more and more into skipping the worst carbs.
Exactly. They're actively choosing not to.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that it will be more and more easy for each year, each time you go and travel. But the safest place ever to go on a vacay as a low-carber, that is Hotel Esplendido.
In November.
In November. Low-carb universe.
18th of November.
Yeah, because then we will have the whole hotel adapted to low carb.
Yeah.
100% low carb.
LCU 18.
LCU 18. That's the perfect place if you don't want to think.
Yeah.
You just want to eat. Continue being low carb. And if you're new to low carb, it's the perfect kickoff.
Yes.
Because you get, you don't have to think. Yeah, you don't have a choice. And we actually tell them to empty their small hotel shop from candies and everything.
And the mini bar in your
mini bars
also has only water.
We are so tough.
So bad.
This is exactly how we would love to have it ourselves, going on a low carb conference or event.
Low carb vacation, really. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you for today, Bitte.
Yeah, and thank you. See you later.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.